Hey, good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Mike.
And the lovely Christy.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Pop quiz question. The shoes that Michael Jackson did the original moonwalk on the MTV Awards are up for sale at a London auction house. How much of those shoes are they expected to bring in? $50,000, $100,000, or $250,000? Michael Jackson's stinky old moonwalk shoes. Answer in a minute. Best quote from the AMAs came at a party after the show. Taylor Swift was asked what she thought of Lady Gaga showing up on a white horse with another crazy outfit. And what'd you think of Miley Cyrus wearing that scantily clad outfit and lip syncing with a 12-foot cat? Taylor Swift thought for a second and said, I thought they were cute, but I'll just stick to singing. End quote. Yeah, probably a pretty good idea. Kim Kardashian donated some of her personal belongings to be auctioned off to benefit the storm victims of the Philippines. But now we know, of all the money generated from the sale, Kim only gave 10% to the victims, kept 90% of the cash herself. Something's wrong with her. TV news, Walking Dead, a cable show that came in number 10 last week. That's amazing. Other than sporting events, it was the highest cable show by far in the ratings. The second highest non-sports rated cable show came in number 60, and that show was SpongeBob SquarePants. I love it. X Factor is doing so bad. Prediction. It's going to be canceled next season. X Factor. MSNBC will not bring back Alec Baldwin for his late night show. Jimmy Fallon will host Saturday Night Live on December 21st. More people watched Big Bang Theory last Thursday night than all the other shows on NBC combined that night. Wow. This is NBC, the network of Friends and Frasier and Seinfeld. Man, they're having tough times. ABC has picked up a new reality show that will explore haunted houses. Oh, and a great scary movie coming to Lifetime in January. Lizzie Borden Took an Axe. I hear it's really good. Stars Christina Ricci. And Justin Bieber's bodyguards have been detained, questioned, or arrested for roughing up people in Los Angeles, New York, Brazil, Amsterdam, Argentina, London, Montreal, and last week in Hawaii. There's something wrong with those people. I mean, just beating up people everywhere they go? What's up with that? And how much Michael Jackson's shoes is expected to bring in? $50,000, $100,000, or $250,000?
Yeah, I think the max, $250,000.
That's what I would have guessed, too, but they expected to bring $50,000 is all.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you might get that for me for a Christmas present, homie.
It's on my list.
Okay. Have a great day from Hollywood, Mike Evans. See ya.